Well, in the endless story of our lives, we have a judge unsealing the Ghislaine Maxwell, and I don't know if I say her name right because I don't really care, grand jury material under the new Epstein Files Act. It'll be interesting because our children's children will be still hearing about these stories in the news. Todd Flood, managing partner of Flood Law, PLLC, host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood on WJR, is here to tell us what all of this means. Hello, Todd. Nice to have you here.
Always a pleasure, Paul W. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure indeed. What does this mean right now? Judge unseals Maxwell grand jury material under the new Epstein Files Act.
Yeah, so Judge Engelmeyer received a motion. This is the second time he's received it. He received a request by the DOJ, about a month ago. He denied that motion to release Maxwell's grand jury material, although he did give a clue. He said there's not much here just because everything was already put into the trial that she had. However, there's some other tidbits that I'll talk about. But regardless, now with the Epstein Transparency Act that the president signed, the DOJ renewed their motion, and the judge granted that motion because, the presumption is that all grand jury material is to remain, secret. So it's not released to the public. So, but with this new law and this new act, you're going to see things that were under a protective order that did not go in front of the public. Things like maybe travel logs or immigration logs or cell phone communications or where people were located. You'll see subpoenaed stuff that came to the grand jury. The testimony is already out there for the most part, but grand jury, they'll subpoena documents or they'll subpoena records, bank records, telephone records, all sorts of things they'll subpoena. And that material too will be released. But it was kind of a tell there by the judge. There's not much more here because she did go to trial.
Well, and I guess it should be underscored because the Democrats, who are using this as their whole plan, they've come up with no other ideas on how to save us money, protect our insurance, protect our income, protect anything. But they have been riding this thing with Epstein. It should be pointed out, as much as they're trying to make it like this president is hiding stuff, it's his attorney general, Pam Bondi, who has asked the judge to expedite the ruling, given the deadline set by the new law. She's the one who wants the unsealing of the materials. She also asked a different judge to unseal materials from the investigation of Mr. Epstein, who was indicted on sex trafficking charges July 2019 and detained pending trial. Obviously, he was found hanged in his jail cell the following month. Of course, his death was ruled a suicide. But meanwhile, the whole thing is, it's you would think this would dispel all of the rumors and efforts that the Dems have placed in this trying to be information hidden from the public to protect President Trump, which we know can't be the case because they had all this information under their control when they control the government. And trust me, it doesn't take a genius to say if they had anything that could have made Trump look bad, they would have released it, wouldn't they?
You would think. I mean, we shouldn't have to prove water's wet, Paul W., but sometimes we do. Yeah, you would think that would be the case.
Have you used that in court before? I would have loved that.
I have.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I said that, to judge, do I have to prove water's wet? At the end of the day, you would think, right, that the material would have, if there was some skullduggery here as it relates to the president, that would come out. I mean, here's where I stand on a lot of this. Because I represent victims. And if the calling is and for, protection and for some cathartic or legitimate, to recognize, how many victims there were and that they can stand with some sort of you know, they never really received justice in this case, stand for something that, you know, yes, our voices were heard and a lot of this was buried or not buried, whatever the case may be. I stand on the side of, you know, transparency to help the victims in this case. That being said, three judges have already said, hey, listen, you got to follow the law. The law is this. There is a Transparency Act now signed by the president. It must go forward. There are some questions of whether or not, you know, and we'll never know because this is how the law works. If there's other investigations going on, you know, the Attorney General Pam Bondi may not release those other investigation materials that are part of the Epstein case. We don't know. And she doesn't have to disclose that. But I think there will be some trove of material that there will be books, as you started off this whole segment, you know, that are children's grandchildren will, you know, be able to read, you know, and whatever novels and books that they want to read. As long as it's something good for the victims in this case, I stand behind that.
Well, and by the way, it should not be lost on people that some of the victims of Mr. Epstein's and Ms. Maxwell's have voiced, quote, concern that their identities and privacy will be compromised with these releases. So somehow that doesn't make it in the headlines along the way with the efforts to try to throw President Trump under the bus any way they can, other than the Democrats coming up with their own better way of doing things.
Well, you know, hey, listen, if that is the case, the judge said someone's going to have to take ownership of this and they're going to have to do it right. And that, God forbid that, you know, a victim is traumatized again. Someone figured out, you know, that she was part and parcel and wanted to keep her secrecy, was in therapy and doesn't want this out there. I hope, you know, that obviously should never happen. And I hope and pray that it doesn't. But if it did, shame on whoever didn't protect the records of that person.
Well put, managing partner, founder, Flood Law, PLLC, host of the award-winning Behind the Bench with Todd Flood, right here on WJR, the one and only Todd Flood. Always a pleasure, Todd. Thank you, sir.
Pleasure, my friend. Be well.
You be well as well at 128 on WJR.